Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. President Biden heads to Europe today for the G7 summit in Germany, having signed into law the nation's first major gun safety measure in decades. At the same time, he heads overseas with the U.S. revisiting women's access to abortions following Friday's Supreme Court 6-3 decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The only clinic in West Virginia that provides abortion care immediately stopped offering those services. Eric Douglas of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports.
A century-plus-old law on the books in West Virginia makes causing an abortion a felony, punishable with a 3-to-10-year prison sentence. While its enforceability remains in question, Katie Quinones, the executive director of the Women's Health Center of West Virginia, says she wasn't taking any chances.
Because of the failure of state lawmakers to repeal an 1882 abortion ban, our clinic cannot safely provide abortion care until further notice.
State Attorney General Patrick Morrissey says he will issue an opinion on the law in the coming days. And Governor Jim Justice says he's ready to call a special session of the Republican-led legislature if necessary. In 2018, West Virginia voters ratified an amendment to the state constitution that specifies no right to an abortion. For NPR News, I'm Eric Douglas in Charleston, West Virginia.
Advocates for women's access to a full range of health care options are mobilizing across the country in the wake of the Supreme Court ruling. Some of those groups are active in Alabama, where three women's clinics halted abortions after the high court ruling. Troy Public Radio's Kyle Gassett has more on the efforts of the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Keisha Stokes Huff, the deputy director of legal management at SPLC, says this decision will have a negative impact on women of color. The issues the ruling raises go beyond the abortion procedure to women's health care in general.
The outcomes for Black women are particularly deadly. For instance, in Alabama, the maternal mortality rate for Black women is 2.5 times the rate for white women.
Huff says 62 of Alabama's 67 counties are already suffering from a physician's shortage, and this ruling will only serve to further limit women's health care across the state. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Gassett in Montgomery.
Ukrainian officials say Russia fired more than 36 missiles into Ukraine over the last night, some into far western Ukraine. So far, there have been no reported fatalities. NPR's Emily Feng has more from Kyiv.
The governor of Ukraine's Lviv Oblast, far to the country's west, said Russia fired 6 missiles towards them. 2 were destroyed in midair, but 4 hit military installations and wounded 4 people. The mayor of Zhytomyr, another city just west of the country's capital of Kyiv, said 24 more missiles were fired early Saturday morning from aircraft taking off from Belarus.
NPR's Emily Feng in Kyiv. This is NPR News in Washington. Chinese leader Xi Jinping will attend a celebration next week to mark the 25th anniversary of Hong Kong's return to China from Britain. He'll also be at the swearing-in of the city's newest leader during his first known trip outside of mainland China since the start of the pandemic. NPR's John Ruich reports.
The news came via a one-line report from the state news agency. The announcement implied that Xi would travel to Hong Kong, but it gave no details other than to say that he would attend the July 1st events. Xi Jinping has implemented tough measures to try to eliminate COVID-19 inside China, including keeping borders tight. And he's taken no chances with his health either. The last time he went abroad was in January 2020. Since then, he's had only a handful of face-to-face meetings with outsiders. A trip to Hong Kong would be a symbolic endorsement of John Lee, the incoming chief executive. Analysts say Lee has played a key role in suppressing opposition since mass protests in 2019. John Ruich, NPR News, Shenzhen, China.
The Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision has led several big businesses to announce they'll do what it takes to preserve access to abortion. The decision gives authority to individual states. In many cases, companies are describing their decisions as preserving employee access to health care services. The Walt Disney Company, Facebook parent Meta, and Goldman Sachs are among those pledging to cover travel costs for those who want the procedure but cannot get it in their home states. J.P. Morgan Chase, Starbucks, and Yelp again told employees that they are ready to financially assist. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.